Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm Matt Layton. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance has accepted Donald Trump's nomination to be his running mate in November's presidential election.
And so tonight, Mr. Chairman, I stand here humbled and I'm overwhelmed with gratitude to say I officially accept your nomination to be Vice President of the United States of America.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID, just as a new poll reveals 65% of Democrats want the president to step aside. The 81-year-old's had to cancel a Las Vegas speech and recently admitted he'd consider leaving the race if advised by doctors. Labor's national executive has frozen ties with the CFMEU amid corruption and organised crime allegations. ALP Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria have already paused donations. Federal Labor now following suit. The Fair Work Commission will appoint an independent administrator for the embattled union. It's been revealed two pilots involved in a fatal mid-air collision failed to discuss a crucial manoeuvre beforehand. Stephen Gale and James Rose died when their planes collided over Port Phillip Bay in November. The ATSB highlighting the need for thorough pre-flight briefings to ensure safety. Pushback against age limits on social media. Beyond Blue, Reach Out and the Black Dog Institute say raising the limit to 16 won't work. Teens will just find ways around it. Instead, they want platforms to give users more control over what they see. And Australia's unemployment rate edged up to 4.1% in June. St Kilda coach Ross Lyon is confident key forward Max King will re-sign with the Saints long-term. King's current deal runs until 2026. Reports suggesting discussions are underway for a hefty extension. Lyon believes he's not going anywhere.
Look, he's a story, isn't he? So, but we've got full faith. He's recommitted mentally to his process now, and he'll do the work. And, you know, he's got an incredible 10 years of footy in him. He's really exciting for the Saints.
And Brisbane and GWS head to the AFL Appeals Board tonight to fight three-match dangerous tackle bans.